I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Dom time. Welcome in. All right, our go-to barometer, one of them out there in the suburbs, which are vitally important, the surrounding area of Philadelphia, to win Pennsylvania, as we saw this last time. What did we hear from President Trump yesterday that might be appealing? Or is it more, all he has to do is not come across, they don't have to have an antagonistic perception of him because Biden's rapidly going to be seen in a negative way. I think it's happening already. Let's go to the head of the Republicans out there in Montgomery County, Liz Priate-Havey. Hey, Liz, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom.
So, Liz, overall from the president's speech yesterday, from the perspective of more Pennsylvania and particularly suburban areas, what did you think appealed?
Well, one of the big takeaways for me is that he was very clear that he is not starting a new party. That's fake news, and that Republicans will be united, and that's the only way that we can win is if we are united. I think it was really important that he said that. Because, you know, as a party leader, I have heard from people who say, oh, you know, I'm going to become a member of the Patriot Party, or, you know, Republicans aren't doing enough. And what Trump said is, no, that's a recipe for losing. So we need to stick together, be united, and push back against the policies of Biden, I thought the president did a nice job talking about how Biden in his first month has already gone from America first to America last, and talking about all of the, you know, kind of alarming things that Biden has done over these last several weeks. I think those are the kinds of things that people in suburbia will understand and it will resonate with. I thought he stayed, you know, maybe reading, which is good, right? Because sometimes when he can get off topic, and he really stuck to his message. And, you know, I thought he was tempered, and, you know, and I thought that he did a nice job.
Well, I thought the schools issue is the big issue, Liz. And since we last spoken, we've had that breakthrough where the woman who heads up the health departments in Chester and Delaware County said the 3-foot rule is fine, as David Damsker in Bucks. And immediately, Valerie Arcouche at Philly.com saying, well, Montgomery County has a different risk tolerance. No metric, nothing given, other than she claims they trace back when they've had to quarantine. It's because people violated the 6-foot rule. I can't imagine they have the wherewithal to do that. I don't believe that's a true statement. I don't think you'd be able to know that in any way, shape, or form.
Tom, you're absolutely right. The whole message on schools and him going through all of the, you know, talking about the statistics of how damaged these kids are going to be. Listen, I've got 3 kids in public school in Montgomery County, and I can tell you that this has been, you know, the toughest year for any of these kids. And quite frankly, can you imagine what the kids are going through in inner city Philadelphia? They've never gone back. They have no hybrid programs. They don't have the support they need. A lot of them from the schools or from their surroundings. So, you know, I think if all of the mainstream media doesn't stops covering up what really happened with kids, it's going to show that these school closures were the worst thing that we could have done, and that President Trump was absolutely right last night. And I think that that was a critical issue to parents across the Southeast who are, you know, who have kids at home like me. And, you know, that movement, the Parents for In-Person Education, you know, those moms, they're both Democrats and Republicans and also independents. And, you know, I'm hoping some of them watched that speech and found that, you know, they have something. Those that aren't Republicans really see that it's us. It's the Republicans that are leading and saying, open these schools and help our children.
Right. And, well, I don't even know what the Chester Delco woman is, the doctor out there, Liz. But now it's not just Bucks County. It's the entire suburban area. I don't count Philadelphia because, you know, they're way out of it. But it's the entire suburban area. Chester Upland is going to reopen tomorrow. That is a very dysfunctional school district, maybe more than Philadelphia. They're going to open for in-person tomorrow. How in the world can the affluent, educated Montgomery County resist the logic of this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a school district in Western Montgomery, Souderton School District. Every member of that board is Republican. They have been open 5 days a week since Labor Day, since right after Labor Day.
Right.
And they have had no school spread, and their kids are thriving, right? So if you live in Cheltenham, however, you're not going to get – your kids aren't back in school, right? They're just starting to go back now, hybrid. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me, right? And that's why I said you see this uprising of these women, these moms, Parents for In-Person Education, really coming together across the spectrum, bipartisan, saying enough is enough and calling on their school boards, demanding school boards reopen. And they're still not quiet. They're continuing to push.
Well, you've been very good, too, at small ball, all these local races in addition to the big ones, and they're running for school board. I think we're going to have hellacious school board elections. That's where the action is. They get it. But, Liz, let's talk about the other thing. And, look, I knew he was going to go off course a little bit. The media was going to pounce on that. But President Trump, and if he continues this theme, and Republicans nationally, election integrity, rather than wild stuff about voting machines, look at all the issues you had in Montgomery County. And they come back to bad faith on the part of the system here in Pennsylvania, whether or not it was illegal. It certainly was unconstitutional to me, and they got away with it. That's a big area of reform.
Absolutely. And as you know, Dom, you know, the state house has already started having their hearings. I believe the Senate is starting soon. And they are, you know, bringing in former Secretary Bookvar. I've provided them the materials, other county chairs, or at least, you know, the state party has provided them with feedback. But, you know, the president was right last night when he talked about the changing of the rules at the last minute. And that's really what we saw so much of in Pennsylvania and why we are so disappointed in the Supreme Court refusing to hear that case. Because certainly we saw Berks County commissioners were following the law as, you know, as 60 other pretty much counties did, where they weren't counting late ballots. They weren't counting ballots that were missing the required information under Act 77. They were following the act. Well, Montgomery County was, you know, curing ballots prior to and certainly not making it clear to all candidates. You know, you shouldn't have congressional candidates who don't understand the rules and that you have, you know, districts that are in two different counties and one county doing it one way and one county not doing it, you know, following the law. And that's clearly what we saw. And we saw these Democratic counties like Montgomery, like Delaware County, Philadelphia County, you know, bending the rules, doing what they had to do in order to elevate the vote count for Biden. Clearly, that's what happened. And, you know, the Democrats say, well, it's because of COVID, we got to do it. But the reality is you can't deny that they did something that was unprecedented and was not provided in Act 77. And that's the kind of thing that we have to prevent going forward. And literally, that's what I think that this constitutional amendment is talking about. This spring on the ballot, we are going to have the opportunity to give the legislature a voice in deciding emergency powers, right? Immediately, the governor has a certain short period of emergency powers, but then he has to work or she has to work with the legislature in extending those powers. That's what this amendment's about. And I hope and believe that it will pass this spring.
Well, I do too. It's job one for me, even more than Larry Krasner. And for me, that says something, Liz. Low turnout, primary. And, you know, look, I'll admit it, you're not like this. But to me, you got to win one with this governor who, to the media here in Philadelphia, they think he's mild-mannered. He's a stone-cold progressive who has just – he hasn't been as bad. He's in the league – well, nobody's in the league of Cuomo. But he's in that next tier as far as just exerting power that is not his. That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely, and there's no check on his power because Attorney General Josh Shapiro refuses to be that check. Right. You see what the Democrat attorney general has done in New York. She investigated the sending of these patients back who had COVID to nursing homes. Shapiro refuses. All he'll do is look at the nursing homes. But God forbid he looks at Secretary Levine, who took her own mother out of a nursing home while sending all these COVID patients back. That clearly, that decision alone clearly cost the lives of lots, thousands of Pennsylvanians. But the attorney general refuses to do his job. You know, and that's what, you know, we have to, Dom, that's also job number one, is we really need to talk as much as we can about Josh Shapiro's failures here. He should not be elected governor of this state.
Absolutely. Well, to be continued, Liz, thank you very much, as always.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.